6890.
Thank you very much.
We have a guest we're trying to get on right now, but I failed Jeffrey to tell you their phone number. So I'm going to send you a note right now, and you can do that, because we've been talking a lot today about the different ways we take care of our lawn. We talked about dandelions earlier, and there's a whole new pilot project of sorts that's being introduced by the city of Winnipeg when it comes to how they enforce people mowing their lawns a little bit better. Is that a fair way to say it?
The dandelion infestation, which is overtaking the city. And, well, I'm going to feel bad here, but City Councilor Janice Lukes is on the line. Good morning, Janice.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
I said something earlier, and I mean it in the most polite way possible. You couldn't have a worse neighbor when it comes to lawn care than the city of Winnipeg.
Wow. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, let's talk about it real quick, because I know it's difficult.
I think Greg's example is closer to the perimeter, right? And you're talking about the idea that some of those empty lots or the...
Well, even playing fields, even parks, there's a real challenge in terms of keeping the dandelions under control. And I understand that. But when you're spending hundreds of dollars yourself to keep your lawn weed free, it's kind of tough if your neighbor isn't doing the same.
Sure. So there's a few things here. Number one, the perimeter. Ditches around the perimeter. Those are maintained by the province of Manitoba. Anything around the perimeter is maintained by the province. Number two, dandelions. That's a legislation changed by the province. I'm not dumping on the province. I'm just saying they changed the legislation on what type of herbicide the city could use. We had watched what happened in Ontario. Ontario had done that, and it's happening here. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's happening. So that's a challenge, okay? The point number three, I guess we could talk about the change in the bylaw, the pilot project that the city's got underway. Many, many, many people take pride in their yards. They really work hard. They, like you say, put hundreds of dollars into yard care. Many people don't. And what we're doing is we're just putting a bit more teeth in the bylaw. Instead of it taking probably 6 to 8 weeks to have a city person come out and mow the lawn, it's going to take, you know, probably 2 weeks now. The residents will be warned. They'll be given 7 to 10 days to remediate. And if they don't, the city will come back, speak to them first. They're not just going to do it. They'll speak to them first. They'll mow the lawn, and then a fee, depending on the lawn size, will be applied to their tax bill.
So we started this conversation talking about dandelions, but really what we brought you on, Janice Lukes, is to talk about the idea that some people just aren't mowing their lawns at all, or they let the weeds get out of their control, or all sorts of things. So what's the guidelines? Like, what is the appropriate length of grass I should be having on my property before someone is able to complain about whether or not I'm taking care of it?
If it's over 6 inches, that's what the bylaw states. I mean, we live in an urban environment. We have to have bylaws. I know in the big picture of problems in the city, this may not seem like a big one, but a city councilors have to deal with many, many different issues in the city. So anything over 6 inches. You may recall I worked quite a bit around the University of Manitoba dealing with illegal rooming houses. Many landlords there did not do a thing to their property. They did not care for it. I'm not saying all landlords are bad. There's a lot of good ones out there, but there's also a lot of bad ones. So this too will apply to landlords who do not take care of their properties, and it will apply to residents. Myself, we're doing an education campaign in the Waverly West Ward. We've got some flyers. I've got website, Facebook information on this to help people understand. There's a lot of new Canadians, never had a house before, never had a lawn before. They're learning all of this, right? So in conjunction with an education campaign, this pilot project that the city's putting a bit more teeth in the bylaws, we're going to do a pilot and see what happens this season.
Is it go citywide, the pilot project?
Citywide. It's okay. Citywide. It's citywide. And, you know, as crazy as it sounds, this was a top issue during the election campaign. It's been a top issue in this ward for 4 years. And eventually, you've got to do something about it, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's crazy at all. Like you mentioned, we take pride in our homes and in our yards. And I confess I had to have a conversation with one of my tenants. I'm a landlord. Just the other day, I said, hey, guys, You're in charge of keeping the lawn cut, and we're going to have to do...
You have that written in the lease?
Absolutely, it's in there. Okay. And so, you know, it's just a matter sometimes of giving a nudge. So I'm hoping that part of this process will be a conversation. I think you alluded to that, Janice, that there will be a conversation here.
Sure.
And part of the issue can be education and understanding what the expectation is. If you've come to a new community, maybe you've moved from the country or you've moved from a different country altogether and you never had a lawn to take care of before.
Absolutely. And you know, I know the city bylaw officers in the past have gone out sometimes 4, 5, 6 times to a property to try and get compliance. And that costs taxpayers a lot of money, sending these bylaw officers out each time. If we send them out twice and the residents don't want to comply or they're repeat offenders, there'll be additional fines.
What do you say to those listening who might be like, hang on, what kind of problems might we pose for those officers who now have to, or the city employees who now have to go on to someone else's property and mow their lawn? Is there any safety concerns associated with that? Or just, you know, some people might be really affronted by someone else showing up with a lawnmower and taking care of their business.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? The city has checked this all out through legal, and they've checked it all out, so... They wouldn't be going on it if they couldn't, you know. So it is a neighborhood livability bylaw within the city of Winnipeg that if you live in the city, we have to adhere to these bylaws. I mean, there's over, hundreds of bylaws. Take care of garbage, takes care of drainage, proper drainage. There's the sump pumps. That's another huge one. People run the sump pumps onto the streets, and it actually erodes the concrete and the asphalt and creates a real problem. But lots of people don't know they're supposed to drain their sump pumps. That probably will come out next year. We're going to be doing more education on where to drain your sump pump. You know, as we build more denser communities and smaller lots, people don't necessarily want the sump pump on their smaller lot. So they'll put it on the sidewalk or the back road or the back lane, creates a hazard, and it deteriorates other infrastructure. So... Lots of challenges in the city.
Well, it's all about livability, and if we can't have these conversations, then we're really behind the eight ball, because then that just means we're only plugging holes in terms of the major issues, and these can turn into major issues if they're not dealt with, and tensions between neighbors are no laughing matter. Janice Lukes, the city councillor for Waverly West, thank you for your time as always.
Thank you.